listening to An Inside Look with North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. How do I land a big deal in my community? What are location consultants really looking for? Join us as we pull back the curtain and look inside the secrets of site selection with your hosts, Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
Hello, everyone. We welcome you to An Inside Look, North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. I'm Tim Tarantine, here with my friend Amanda Harrison. And once again, we're back to celebrate the top 50 site decision influencers in North America. And you talked to one of them. Amanda, tell us about your conversation with Eric.
Yes, I did. I spoke with Eric Stavriotis. He is a senior vice president at CBRE in the Chicago office. He's got over 13 years of experience working across North America in the field of site selection. He has negotiated more than $1 billion in incentives for his clients, and he's worked across various industry and project types. So he's kind of got a broad range of experience that he shares with us today. Prior to his career at CBRE, Eric was part of Jones Lang LaSalle as well. So he's got some awesome experience with some of the top site selection groups in the world, and we're excited to hear his perspectives on the industry and what economic developers can do to better work together and see those inside secrets of site selection. Let's take a listen.
Hey, Eric, thank you so much for joining us today on An Inside Look, North America's Top 50 Site Consultants, and welcome to the podcast.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Well, so before we really jump in, we always like to get a little bit of background information on you so our listeners know who they're hearing from today. So what are three things that everyone should know about you?
Well, I live in Chicago and married a Southside girl, so I'm not going anywhere, number one. Number two, I come from a really small Greek family. And number three, I've actually lived over in Greece for 6 months. So that was kind of an interesting period of time.
Yeah, absolutely. So what got you into the field of site selection?
You know, it was a close friend of mine that I made sort of a mentor from law school. And I moved down to Chicago and was interviewing at different firms. And he really pushed me to investigate this field more and put me in touch with someone who had been doing this kind of work for a long time. And it sort of just went from there. So it was really just a relationship that got me in the door.
And what about your work makes you want to stay in this field? What do you love most about it?
I really like how every day is different. If you look at all of our clients and what they're trying to achieve, you know, every company really is in its own space in terms of where it is on the competitive sort of cycle of what they're doing, their timing, their executive team, their objectives. So if you take that whole ecosystem that they live in, when we're working for them, it really is like doing it for the first time. And you get to learn a ton about what motivates executives, what companies are trying to achieve. But then you also get that other side of the picture. You understand the economic impact or the economic development world, I should say, and really what different state and communities and other sort of municipal stakeholders are trying to achieve. So you really get to see both sides of the aisle and work to help both of them achieve what they're trying to do. So it's really a rewarding position.
Yeah, absolutely. That variety piece seems to come up over and over again, that no 2 days are the same. But are there key issues that you're seeing come up over and over again for some of your clients today, like specific things that you're having to work on or, you know, work really hard to find the perfect fit for? Are there specific key issues that you can share with us?
Yeah, I think number one, it's all around talent, which is nothing new, but it's the way that it's impacting a business and the significance of it that changes. You know, for some companies, they've got people banging down their door and they're just trying to strike the right balance of all that talent against everything else going on in their business and against their cost structures. And yet you'll have other companies that really, they just can't find the people fast enough because they're so specialized in what they're doing, or maybe a really unique space. Across that continuum, you've got companies in all sorts of different shapes and sizes. And so I think that really is the biggest thing going on today. I think also you see coming out of a recession, you see a lot of companies now that have gone past just cost savings or margin improvement, and they've really gone towards two main goals, which is revenue enhancement number one. So how do they get to new markets with new products to grow their top line? And, you know, location can be a big part of that. And you also see companies that are not only pushing the revenue, but they're also really pushing innovation. And that means thinking differently. That means adding on different types of teams, pushing new technologies, and location can have a huge impact on how successful those endeavors are. So to me, those are really the interesting things going on right now in this economic cycle. And, you know, hopefully it lasts for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good look at it from the client side. Now, what have you seen from economic developers or communities that they're doing really well that's maybe caught your attention that others who are listening today could learn from?
This sounds a little corny, but I really think you're entering into the golden age of economic development. I think the industry used to be, and I started in this business in 2000, so I think I've seen a little bit of this evolution just in my own career, but the industry used to be kind of an enabler for real estate decisions, and it's really migrating up the food chain into direct conversations with the CFO or chief strategy officer or other folks in the C-suite. And I think the industry is really growing up sort of right before our eyes with the level of talent that you now see in the economic development cycle is really kind of unprecedented. And you have better and better people coming into this space all the time. So from my perspective, you've really seen an upskilling. And I think that's only going to continue because the client issues are getting more and more complex. And you really need someone who can live in that complexity sitting on the other side of the table to help these companies solve their problems. So I think that's the most interesting thing going on that side of the table.
So now turning to you as a site consultant, one of our top site consultants in North America, I want to know more about you. What types of marketing strategies work best on you that those listening today could learn from?
You know, I think that's the tough part of the business is our time is so much more constrained than it ever has been. And I know that's been a theme that people have heard, but it couldn't be more true today. So I think really what it's all about is just sort of that one thing. You know, I got an email the other day and the subject line was literally the one thing you need to know is, and then it was just a quick blurb. I think that's a really effective way to get messaging out to the marketplace. And that can be across any subject matter, but people I think have the attention span. And more importantly, I think we have the time to look at your emails quickly during the day to make sure there's nothing crazy going on. And I think that's a great way to access that because everyone is on their phone and reading and scrolling through those emails. And if you can just hit them with one thing, I think you're going to keep their attention. That certainly really works for me. I think also, you know, the difficult part of it is this is still a relationship and a face-to-face type of business. And I think if you can get 20 minutes with someone just to sit down and say, here's what's going on with us, what's going on with you, that can be really impactful. So I think, you know, economic development groups can really sort of spend their time in those two spaces.
Yeah, those are both great insights, especially in terms of one, if you can get the time, that relationship piece is huge. But if you can't, then just kind of keeping your message short and to the point and most effective. So those are great pieces of advice. Thank you. Now about you as a leader, again, how do you personally define success?
I think it's balance. It's striking the right balance. And we try to do this for our clients all day long, which is get them where they want to get, but also strike a balance of making sure that if we see something that's presenting additional risk, or if we see something that could really create an interesting opportunity, we're going to challenge them in order to make sure that they can take advantage of that or maybe avoid a pitfall. And I think that's the right balance you got to strike, that ultimately it's about respect for the client and consultant relationship, but you've got that same thing going on the other side of the table. It's certainly our role and our goal sometimes is to challenge a community and try to push them to do something maybe creative or really help, you know, help enlighten them into all the things that they can do to make our clients' challenges go away or maybe unlock an opportunity. But it's also to respect their issues and understand what challenges they have on their side of the table and try to find the right balance there as well.
So no easy feat then, right?
No, never.
All right. So thank you so much for your time today. We're going to get you out of here on this last question. If you could tell a room full of economic developers just one thing, what would that be?
Oh, man, you're putting me on the spot here. You know, honestly, you can kind of cut this in whatever you want. I really think it's about the people. If I was talking to a room of economic developers, I would say your best ability, your best weapon to get your brand out there and to improve your community's situation and to meet your goals, your best way to do that is through hiring great people. I think from a data perspective, where the internet is going, at some point we're all going to have all those bits of data at our fingertips. So it's going to be about people that can take that information and better align it with what companies are trying to do. And that's going to become very much a relationship thing. And these challenges are getting more and more complex. That's going to take people who really have creativity and savvy and skill. And so I think it's, if I were working on the economic development side right now, I would spend all my time recruiting and retaining great professionals.
Well, Eric, thank you so much for joining us today. Your insights have been very helpful, and we're just excited to get to know you and hear a little bit about your perspective as one of North America's top 50 site consultants. So congratulations again on that recognition, and thank you for joining us.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.